Lucid denies reported Wade bankruptcy or going private after shares crash over 50%. California electric vehicle maker Lucid has strongly denied a report released on July 14 that the company is going to be advised on, or is considering, a take-private transaction or filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy after its shares fell more than 50%. "We generally do not comment on rumors," Lucid CEO Silvio Napoli said on Wednesday. But the claims circulated yesterday were so far from the facts that they require a direct response. Lucid is not considering bankruptcy or a transaction to take the company private. The claims came from a report posted by news outlet Electric Vehicles that said Lucid's restructuring advisor Alex Partners had been asked to deliver findings for the automaker's board ahead of its next meeting, and were reviewing a take-private deal and bankruptcy, among other options. The blog cited an anonymous source that it said was familiar with the matter. It only took about an hour for Lucid stock to drop more than 55% on Tuesday, triggering multiple trading halts because of volatility. The Saudi Arabia-backed company denied the report in a filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission the same day. Lucid's chief communications officer Nick Twerk also denied it through a post on X and said that the company has sufficient liquidity to carry its operations into next year. "Our focus is on improving execution, strengthening operations, and positioning Lucid to realize the full potential of its technology, products, and innovation," he said. "Alex Partners is assisting us in that and nothing else and has not recommended bankruptcy to management or the board." Twerk later said the company sent EV's parent company, Carba, a cease and desist letter that again adamantly denied its claims and demanded that it retract its initial report and a follow-up article that it published. The articles contain numerous false factual assertions concerning Lucid's board of directors, its financial condition, and the work being performed by Alex Partners, the letter said. "Your actions caused serious injury to a number of investors. And they injured, and continue to injure, Lucid directly. This sent Lucid stock up almost 95% from the intraday low and the company closed at a near 17% loss on the day." The same day, EV released another report responding to Lucid in which the publication stood by its initial claims. Did not directly address whether Alex Partners had been asked to evaluate a take-private or a Chapter 11 filing as scenarios, EV said. On liquidity, the company's position and the reporting are not in conflict, since EV's account described the strategic review against the backdrop of the company's cash position rather than asserting an imminent cash shortfall. The Epoch Times reached out to EV, but the company declined to make any additional comment. Claudio Afonso, editor-in-chief and founder of the publication and its parent company, was the author of the articles. On Wednesday, the company strongly denied the claims again and reiterated Twerk's response in a press release and through its CEO, Silvio Napoli, on LinkedIn. "Those reports are false. The board did not explore either scenario. Period," Napoli, who became CEO last month, said. "My priority is clear: turn this company around. That is where the leadership team and I are focused." Lucid stock went up over 25% on Wednesday, even surpassing where it was before EV's initial article. However, the company is still down over 74% since a year ago and has experienced serious financial trouble in recent years. Last month, the company cut 18% of its U.S. workforce as part of a cost-saving restructuring just 4 months after it reduced its U.S. workforce by 12%. In 2025, Lucid reported an adjusted loss of $2.7 billion on $1.35 billion of revenue, including a fourth-quarter loss of $814 million.